Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here, Bert Show.
So this all started, I think, last summer. When we all selected different psychics to go to, we would play our psychic readings on the air, and we would see basically who picked the best psychic. And this wasn't even close. Like, Jeff had the Kelly Clarkson of psychics, and the rest of us had the Sanjaya Malakars.
Well, no, there were definitely worse ones. Like, Melissa's said maybe.
Said maybe
after almost everything. Right. Like
psychic Melissa, ambivalent.
Yeah, I see you are going to have a good year financially. Melissa would go, really? Well, maybe. Like, okay.
Yeah, right.
Or not. You're going to save a lot of money, or
maybe not.
Maybe you won't save any money at all, but one of those things will happen.
Yeah, none of them were real impressive. None of the psychics were really impressive except this one psychic that Jeff used. And he got her name through Kim Zolciak. She's out in L.A., and she really knows her stuff.
Yeah, Kim, I actually contacted Kim to find out the name of the one she used on Real Housewives of Atlanta, because I thought that would be funny. Kim goes, well, here's her information, but if you want somebody who's really, really good, call Natalie out in California. And I did, and I recorded the thing. I recorded the reading with her, and she said a whole bunch of names that didn't mean anything to me. And at the time, I didn't think too much of it. Now, she did peg a trip that I had coming up. And another trip that Jessica and I had talked about booking, like she got a couple travel related things right away. So I was like, oh, that's cool.
And there was like an event you were hosting that she got right.
And she got the event for Usher.
That's right.
Said it would be celebrity based.
Yeah. So she had all these random facts. So I came in and I'm like, guys, this is really cool. Like, here's a trip she talked about that nobody did, you know, nobody knew about. Here's this thing that I was hosting and the call came in the next day. That was really cool. And then, so we played it, but then over the next few months, randomly people would call up when I would tell a story about something going on in my life, and people would say, don't you remember your psychic said that?
So this girl,
weird.
I mean, she was really, really good. So what we decided to do is try this all again, just using this Natalie out in California, and Wendy went first with her.
Who, by the way, only goes by reference. She doesn't do any advertising, so she's like word of mouth only. And what she does is really interesting is before you call, before your appointment, is 30 minutes before, whatever she sees and whatever the outside people bring to her and bring to her mind, 30 minutes out, she will sit down and write a complete list of everything they tell her. So she is literally reading off a pad of paper when you're sitting there talking on the phone with her. And the first thing that she said to me before we even get into the clips is that they said that you were going to be really nervous. Right now, your heart is racing. And I was really oddly nervous when I called instantly. I didn't have to say my name. That was the first thing out of her mouth was like, your heart is racing really fast. Why are you so nervous? They told me you would be so nervous. And I was like, that's bizarre. It was weird right off the bat. And then we get into the clips, and some of the first things that she say are all these different locations that I'm going to. She sees these buildings, and one of the first places that she says I'm going is something to do with New York.
The first thing I saw a picture of is you going into an elevator, but all I see is this elevator is going very, very, very high up into a tall building. So it's like a really, you know, like the Twin Towers, very, very tall, very high.
And
you feel almost as if New York is attached to this. So you might be going to New York.
Okay.
And this is coming up. I feel this is quite soon in the next few, you know, I feel like 2 to 3 months. So I don't know why, but it's almost more like a business or a place, perhaps. I don't feel like it's an apartment or anything. It's like you're going into a business, but very high up, very, very, very high up. So I can see a view of the city, and you're going in an elevator for this.
So that hasn't happened yet. I haven't been to New York since I was in high school. And then she talks about another trip that I have planned but has not happened, out to L.A.
Now, tell me, you want to be here in Los Angeles, Tinseltown.
Yes.
An opportunity will come for you, and Hollywood will be attached. In other words, you might be staying in Hollywood or you might go to Hollywood, but you will be coming here.
Okay.
So you will touch Los Angeles. And when you do come, the sun will be shining, unlike now.
Okay.
It's almost like, you know, I've always wanted to be here, or, you know, people say I've always wanted to live in India or something. You know, you will be here.
Cool.
Right.
So there's an opportunity of something coming up, but you'd have to visit first.
Anything come of that?
Not yet.
Okay.
So she said all this is going to be in the next couple of months.
What about Idol?
Yeah, we could be out there.
We'll touch on the Idol thing in, like, towards the end of the conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Something else that relates to Idol?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's the love portion where you're going to meet that dude, Garcia guy that you like.
The guy with the tattooed neck.
Yeah, what's his name?
Casey James.
I thought you liked Garcia.
No, Casey James. He's hotter. And then the next two clips are weird things that I have no attachment to. One, I'm not into fashion. So the next clip, she mentioned something about working with something in fashion and relates to a movie that's been out recently.
What you have to work out is if you want to spend on that or that. Do I go for this or do I go for that? Have less clothes and put that for, you know, a rainy day for what you need to do. Does the words Devil Wears Prada mean anything?
What are the words?
Film Devil Wears Prada.
I know the movie, but I haven't seen it.
Right, I haven't seen it. I've heard of it. I know of the film, but they're giving me that title with a question mark. There's something linked to you and that. Don't know what it is. Maybe it's a title of something coming up.
So no idea. I've never really been into fashion.
I love how specific she is. It gives her credibility, right?
If it comes true, yes.
If it does, but you know what I'm saying? Like, most psychics just talk in some sort of, like, hocus-pocus vacuum where you don't really know what they're saying, and they want it to be sort of vague so that you attach whatever to it. The fact that she's so specific,
and she's reading this,
I think that gives her credibility.
I think it's the Devil Wears Prada. Prada is a fashion designer, fashion clothing. Wendy, you wear clothes all the time.
But I don't own any Prada, nor have I ever really been into the high fashion designer type stuff.
Does she ever put, like, any kind of timetable on it? Does she say that all this will happen to you within the next month, 2 months, 6 months?
It's the only one that she put a time with me was that luncheon thing. She goes, very soon. Everything else is the generic.
At some point.
She said probably within the next 6 months, but she said the New York thing in 3 months. But the next thing, I have no idea what it even means, or I've never even done it in my entire life, but she relates something to tap dancing.
I have a theater show. I don't know the theaters where you live, but you will attend soon. So I feel like it's a theatrical production for something, perhaps. It's in a theater anyway, and you're going to attend, and you will have a fun time.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what they've said, if this is to attach to it here, but I'm hearing tap dancing.
Tap dancing.
I don't know if there's tap dancing involved in that, or there's tap dancing coming up for something. I hear tap dancing.
So I don't know that one.
Tap dancing.
Okay, so she still hasn't touched anything yet. Right. But
the next clip, we went to Bert's Big Adventure, and as soon as this event happened, I immediately thought of what she said.
She recorded this before Bert's Big Adventure,
right?
This
was before Bert's Big Adventure, probably, what was it, maybe 2-3 weeks out from Bert's Big Adventure. So she would have no idea unless she looked on the website, but I'm sure she didn't. She wouldn't even know about this because it never happened on any other trip.
As I look up in front of me, I see a huge round mirror, glitter ball. You know those big things that you keep?
Yeah.
Right. With a load of little mirrors that make one of those big balls. And you always think of, like, ballroom dancing disco ball that when the light shines on it, you can see all the lights moving around the room.
Right.
You will be somewhere and that's in front of you. And you'll go, wow, you know, but I feel it's quite open place.
Okay.
It's really big, like maybe people do, they have bands there or something from time to time, or they might have different events going on, but I feel like it's in a big place. Maybe they're doing a special evening, but you will be walking in there and it's like, wow, look at that. That's great, you know?
So she's talking about Epcot, right?
Epcot, yeah.
Epcot. She's talking about our disco dance party.
The dance party is what I thought.
Yeah.
I was thinking Epcot also.
Yeah, I was thinking Epcot, yeah.
We had this surprise for the BBA kids, this dance party. And yeah, we surprised them by basically dropping a disco ball. And the wall opened up, and that's the first thing that they saw, and they danced to for like 45 minutes with all these Disney characters.
And events do occur there besides the event that we had.
It was in an event space.
Okay.
So she said in that conversation, she's like, you'll know it when you see it. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like, hey.
That's wild. Wow.
So it's crazy.
That's cool.
And then in the next clip, she says a nickname of one of my family members, which made me cry and made me really excited because I had a thought about this family member before I had even called her like 2 weeks before.
I've got an Ed around, you know, like an Edward or Eddie, but go with, I neither hear the name Ed. And that name's around you? If not, now it will be.
Okay. It's my grandpa's name.
Okay.
It's my grandpa's name, and I actually was in bed 2 weeks before asking him to, like, help me, and if he was listening, show me a sign. And Eddie is the only name that she mentioned in there that my grandmother only called him. Only my grandma would yell, Eddie, Eddie, all the time. And if you were in that household, that is the only way you would know he ever went by Eddie.
Wow.
He would go by Ed or Edward to everybody else but my grandma. Nobody else called him Eddie. So I was laying in bed 2 weeks before that, and it made me tear up because I'm like, my granddaddy's with me. Wow. Like, he's watching over me.
We have a virtual listener that might be able to put one of these clips together for you. Okay. Good morning, Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to let Wendy know that one of those other things the psychic told her is probably going to come true. 2 weeks ago, my daughter and I had a conversation about Wendy with the fashion. Wendy met my daughter at Kennesaw Mountain a couple years ago doing their fall prom fashion thing at the school. And we had a conversation. My daughter's now in college at Georgia Highlands here in Marietta. And the kids are going to put on a fashion show for St. Jude's. And they've been getting some real high-end merchandise in for this fashion show. And she was going to call Wendy and make an appointment to see if she would help them with the fashion show.
Like host it or MC it or something?
Like MC it, exactly. Because she was so impressed with Wendy when she helped the high school at the fashion show that they had.
Cute. That's awesome.
We just had this big conversation, and I'm like listening to this, and I got goosebumps.
This is what psychics do, though. Like, it's a loose
connection,
but somehow in your mind you want to believe it, so it...
And maybe you'll be wearing Prada.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, you have one more there you want to play
for? Yeah, we'll do the one last clip, and it mentions something about L.A. and going out to Hollywood, but specifically Ryan Seacrest.
I don't know why or what this is, but there's a connection coming up with Ryan Seacrest. Okay?
Okay.
And this connection is coming up somehow. So I'm not sure what it is, but I hear his name.
Okay.
I'll laugh if it's another sort of Ryan Seacrest. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear his name coming up, and it's connected with you for sure.
Okay. Well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice person also.
Okay, so that's an easy one there because we're going out to L.A. for the American Idol finale, and we'll more than likely either run into Ryan Seacrest or have him on the show.
In Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Or Wendy will get thrown out of his hotel room again. Like, remember that happened last year when you tried to hide under the bed?
Huge ordeal.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.